The text for the sermon this evening is the gospel lesson, the words of Simeon. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. This is the text. The title for the sermon, do you like that title? Crushed out, in the midst of life we are in death, O Lord, and to whom shall we turn but to thou, O Lord, who by our sins art justly displeased. That's crossed out. Replaced by, in the midst of death we are in life, O Lord, and to us who has turned but thou, O Lord, who by bearing our sins has been pleased to justify. The first one is from a funeral prayer, tucked away there in the pastor's books, suggested for use at the gravesite in the middle of mourning, and to pray, in the midst of life we are in death, O Lord. I was in high school, and the pastor of our church, where I grew up, he one day revealed to the teenagers in his church what Simeon was actually praying for. And boy, were we surprised. And then we went around kind of strutting because we knew this and didn't know whether our parents knew this little secret about what Simeon was praying for. You know what he was praying for? Lord, now you can let me die. He's praying for death. Oh, for us as teenagers, that was unique knowledge. And then when we sang the Nunc Dimittis, the next time we were looking at each other, we know what this means. We know what this means. I think our parents knew. But we had this secret. So here we go into the text. Simeon, standing there with the baby Jesus in his arms. And consider the picture. Here is a man who is well advanced in years. He has been hanging on. And, well, we know what happens with advanced years. Things get a little bit more unpleasant each year that passes. Physically, things happen. We are surrounded by, looking around us, we see death. Some of our loved ones are gone. Some of our friends have gone. And then we look inside and we see the different things that are... You know, when I was writing this title to this sermon, I had no idea I'd be coming to church with Kleenex, hand cleanser, Hall's cough drops, and so on and so on. And now there's a little bit of the flavor of that in how you're hearing my voice. There's a little death that we are walking through. It's all around. It is inside. And avoid it as long as we can. Avoid thinking about it as long as we can. It still is there. And it's this unpleasant reality. And Simeon knew it intimately and vividly. And he had this promise that he would see the Christ before he died. And one of the first things out of his mouth upon seeing the Christ was, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. It still strikes me as a little bit strange that that is the first thing he thinks of. But then again, maybe not. Let's dig into this some more. I heard when I was growing up, I heard a saying, a man is not prepared to live until he is prepared to die. And what was meant by that, as they explained it to me, was you have to understand the facts and condition of your existence, and that as soon as you are born, actually as soon as we are conceived, we are doomed to die. And this is because we are born in sin, and the judgment of sin is death, and we are mortal, and one day we must give an account of our lives. So in the midst of life, we are in death, and until we are able to deal with that and stand before God knowing ourselves, we are not ready to go ahead and live boldly and courageously as we should. Part of that is why often enough I will say to people, take your stand with me. Stand as a sinner before God. That is the only safe place in the whole universe to be a sinner before God, because what God does with sinners, what he chooses and loves to do with sinners, is redeem, to save, to forgive, to give life, to give eternal life, to bring us into connection with him through Jesus Christ. And so that spot of knowing ourselves in our mortality and in our sinfulness, that's the only safe place. Avoiding that, running from it, keeping that out of our minds, out of our thoughts, that's not safe. It is not safe to ignore where you stand and what your condition is before God. But when you realize that what he has for you is redemption, forgiveness, and life, then you come gladly to that spot. So with Simeon, knowing his mortal nature, Simeon waits to see the Christ, because in the Christ there is forgiveness, there's life, there's salvation, there's eternity, and he's going to hold this Christ child in his hands. And in his arms, he's going to have his arms wrapped around the one who has eternity and life in himself, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And in that moment, when he has that happen, now he knows there's eternity. Now he has seen, now he has touched, now he has held eternity in his arms. And so, everything is reversed for him. And instead of going through his days realizing that he is approaching death, approaching the end of his time in this world, approaching the day of his mortality, instead of that, and saying, in the midst of life, we are in death, O Lord, it all flips around, and he looks at his life, and he says, in the midst of death, we are in life, O Lord. I heard a preacher go on with that theme for some time once. It's a beautiful way of looking at it. In the midst of death, we are in life, O Lord, because the secret has been given to us, unseen by the rest of the world, the one who is the Savior, the one who holds within himself all of the promises of the Word of God, he has been given to us. And as Jesus is given to us, then, we are given all the riches of life, all the riches of eternity, all the riches of God's eternal blessing. And the relationship with God that guarantees that these things are ours. They cannot be torn away from us by sickness or poverty or even by sin or by the devil or by death. Because what has Jesus done? He has conquered all of those things. And in his victory, he gives us the share in the victory and the share in the glory that he has earned for us. So in the midst of death, we are in life, O Lord. Simeon goes on and he calls Jesus a number of things. He says he is the light to lighten the Gentiles. He is the glory of your people Israel, bringing all of the promises that have been there since Abraham, bringing them into reality. He is your salvation, the one who has salvation in himself. And then let's scatter some of that phrase. He is salvation sat down right in the middle of our world. And that is why the wise men bring myrrh. Myrrh is a burial spice. And they bring myrrh, the fragrance of death, to the one who will conquer death, because that's what he's here for. And Simeon speaks to Mary and says, a sword will pierce your own soul. And there in the distance, there is the cross. And that is where salvation will be earned for us, but there will be sorrow and there will be tears. And our Lord Jesus faces those things and brings us through them. He himself is life in the midst of death. To the sick, in many ways, when there was no medical cure, he brings healing. To the lepers, separated from everyone else by their disease, he brings them back into the life of the community. To the woman caught in adultery, when the crowd all around her was holding the stones to stone her to death, he brings rescue and then words of forgiveness. To the demon-possessed, he brings freedom of the soul. To Lazarus, dead 4 days and in the tomb, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. To the thief on the cross, in that spot where they are surrounded by death, to that thief on the cross, he brings eternal life. Not only to the thief on the cross, but also to the soldiers, the onlookers, even many of the Pharisees and priests who had condemned him, he brings the words of life. He brings salvation. In fact, to every human being, body and soul, Jesus brings words of life, words of forgiveness, words of reconciliation with God, who gives us life. So, what does this mean for us? We're privileged to live in the time of the Messiah. Everything has changed. Like Simeon, we are able to depart in peace. Because what he has done is he has undone death itself. And for the Christian, it's not the same. It is not the separating from God. It is not the separating from life and the loss of everything. Just like for Simeon, now there is a depart in peace, because we have seen, we have touched, we have tasted of the word of life. And Jesus has been given to us. He poured his water on us. He feeds us with his supper. He puts his words of forgiveness into our ears. He puts faith into our hearts. He binds us together with God in a relationship with the eternal. And he promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He promises, behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. He promises, because I live, you will live also. And a final thought. Notice this about Simeon. He is preoccupied with the vision of seeing Christ. And in that moment, that is all that matters. That's the sum total. There is the Christ. When the eyes of faith are full of the vision of Christ, the mouth and the lips are carried along. Which is why we seek to be preoccupied with the things of faith, the things of Christ. Not busy in compiling lists of how to do it Christianity, but simply focused on Jesus Christ. Because in Christ, Christ, only Christ, Christ the only thing that matters, Christ the one we want to fill our eyes and heart and mind with, in Christ, there is eternity for us. In Jesus' name, amen.